This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center over the other side of the glass taking good care of us as producer. He'll make sure that our podcast is up and running shortly after our interview. In the studio with us today, I'm glad to say Amy Davis is back. I've never missed an opportunity to talk to her. I just rarely get to see her in person, but she's back. She's Assistant Director of Inclusion and Diversity over at Susquehanna University. Been there, what, 4 years or now?
4 years.
Holy smokes.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, well, time's marching on. Thank you so much for coming back.
Absolutely.
We're a better person for all the things you've taught us over the years and the guests you've sent, and we're just making sure that this is brought up and talked about around here. So really, thank you very much for coming back in, Amy Davis. And Maria Munoz is here, Interim Chief Inclusion and Diversity Officer, and that's the interim title, but always an associate professor of history. And we're going to be talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. Week observances. So, Maria, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I really do appreciate it. I just think this has got to be something that we keep talking about. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday was Sunday? Sunday, I believe, was the actual birthday. Monday was the day that's the holiday. But now the students are coming back. So at Susquehanna University, a lot of the activities are going to start with the Martin Luther King Week observances at Susquehanna University. Who wants to tell me about the week of activities? Just a quick overview about... Amy, you just give
absolutely.
Us a...
Absolutely. So next Monday, we want the whole community to come out. We have winter convocation, which starts the semester, and we always bring a speaker that both will grab the attention of students, but also will bring a relevant message to the community at large. So we have Autumn Rose Minanasqua Williams coming. She is an Afro-Indigenous activist, former Miss Native American USA, and just has an awesome message about justice and belonging that will resonate with all of us. So that is at 7 p.m. in Weber Chapel Auditorium on campus, and again, open to the entire community. Later that week, on Thursday, we have a day of teaching. This brings faculty and staff together in three different time slots throughout the day. Our entire schedule can be found on our website, but it just really allows us to talk about justice and belonging from biology perspectives, sociology perspectives, just a wide range of vantage points looking at the same issues.
And you want students to be exposed to this, to think about this, to challenge them. Is that sort of the mission that this all this kind of sets out with? Please.
Yeah, we want to continue the conversation around these issues, right? These issues are longstanding. There's long cycles of history. It's part of MLK's Jr.'s legacy. And we have to continue to work on these. And so, you know, for a lot of our students, it gives us an opportunity to have conversations with them that sometimes we might not have in the classroom, and also, you know, puts faculty, students, staff, but also our you know, surrounding community in the same space to have those conversations.
And why is this important? We've made so much progress as it relates to race and opportunities. We're having conversations about reparations occasionally, and we certainly have made progress. There's just no argument there. But why does this have to be brought up and talked about again?
You know, for all the idea of progress, as a historian, I look at cycles of history, right? And history is not linear. The way things happen, the way humans behave, generations, we shift, we change, but some of those issues remain. And so sometimes each generation, we have to remind ourselves and remind of each other of the work that's still to be done. So absolutely, there have been positive steps forward, but there's still, it's still a long way to go. And if you think about the long durée, right, the long term of history, you know, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years is really not that long in terms of crafting change.
Sure, you lose the images. I mean, I'm looking at images of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I know that's important. It's pivotal, you know, and you got to be reminded what happened. You got to re-glimpse the violence kind of thing and the deep struggle. Amy, really, same question.
Yes. Speaking of images, that's why we use on all of our MLK slideshows that go up, we only use color photos because it was not that long ago. And I think the COVID-19 pandemic really highlighted that there are still huge disparities in our communities around race, around socioeconomic status, things that were really important to MLK. And so when we have something that we all experience that really shows us that we have not arrived, we have to focus on the work.
Yeah, Lawrence's worthless analogy. I always say a good illustration is the pandemic put the U.S. under an X-ray machine, and you could see what was really there. You know, you kind of, people really told you who they were a lot during the pandemic. Okay, so the day of teaching has a wide range of activities. It's Thursday, January 26th, next Thursday, a week from today. Food significance in diaspora communities, environmental equality and environmental justice, justice and belonging. I see the word justice kind of sprinkled throughout there. When we're talking about justice on the radio station, we often talk about hard news and arrests in the court system and so on. But justice isn't, justice is like the atmosphere. It's just everywhere. We really have to think about it, apply it to everything. Tell us about that, please.
Absolutely. I speak with students on a regular basis about justice statements. Something like, if we accept a student at Susquehanna who uses a wheelchair, which we have and we always should, they should be able to access their buildings, classrooms. And I think everyone can get on board with, yes, that makes sense, physical access. But you can expand that sense of justice in the community and on campus for so many other folks as well when it comes to restroom access for trans individuals or non-binary folks, when it comes to representation in the curriculum and in other spaces on campus for folks from different ethnic groups or racial groups. And it's the same for our community. We have folks from everywhere. One of our sessions that I particularly want the community to note, I'll be working with Kate Hastings to talk about BIPOC representation in the Susquehanna Valley. And contrary to common lore, there is a very long-standing history of Black and other people of color in this community.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a Black student, Black fellow classmate in my high school class, so I still, you know, remember the conversations that we did have with him and do have. He still teaches up at Bloomsburg University. Maria, we've always looked to Susquehanna University to really help us lead the way, because we know that you would do it best. Or maybe we look to Bucknell, you know, they could really show you how to address diversity, what it might look like tangibly, what it might look like at a restroom, you know, what it might look like in a hiring practice or something like that. SU's always been sort of on the forefront of this, leading the way locally.
Yeah, I think certainly that's been the covenant between the community and Susquehanna, right? To be part of that community, to guide, but also to bring the community together behind those efforts and push together in that direction, which is why we welcome the community, right? The original relationship between the region, Susquehanna Valley, and the university was to educate local children, right, and young people, and we continue that commitment. And so, you know, these conversations are some that we need to continue to have with the community at large. So it's not just insulated and reduced to Susquehanna, but the community that we serve as well.
All right, so things that people can go to, what will they find? The winter convocation, you mentioned that initially in your first remarks, and the winter convocation, it's Monday, yeah, January 23rd, next Monday, 7 p.m. Miss Wemingoskwa Williams will be the speaker, if I got her one of her last names accurately. What might we hear from her?
I think she's, you know, to go along with the theme of justice and belonging. These are things that resonate with a lot of our students and our community members. She's very committed to bringing people together, to creating awareness about these issues, things she's very passionate about. And, you know, this is really Amy's show. She's been amazing in putting this together. So I definitely don't want to take the credit, but Amy, you know, and really her team of one put this together. So
a much larger committee. We've been hard at work. But, you know, I grew up in Lewisburg and attending speakers at Bucknell and actually Susquehanna in middle school for the Latinx Initiative was a huge part of my own enrichment. It was just a really special thing living in a college community. And so I can't emphasize enough how important it is for folks to take advantage of what we bring in. And we absolutely have the community in mind when we choose someone. She brings the perspective of an Afro-Indigenous woman. She was also a Miss Native American USA. So just some really cool experience. And that intersection of those identities is so relevant today. And we have so many Indigenous issues that are still at play in our nation. And so hearing her speak on her own activism, as well as from those perspectives that might not be as represented in our valley, I think will be very interesting for our community members.
Well, she also, Amanda O'Rourke over at SU tells us she is this Memonaswakwa, if I say it right. You know how to say it.
Misquaminanasqua.
Oh, super, thank you. Mm-hmm. She's also a plus size model, so
yes.
You get this idea of body image mm-hmm. and sort of, you know, sort of presenting yourself as an ideal, as you are kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to describe it, but she also does that.
Oh, yes. She is bringing so much to the table. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're so excited. And she's worked in the administration. She has done so much politically. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to hear what she has to say because she's going to likely touch on all of these areas. And it's just something unique. It's really something. We try to always bring someone and with a unique perspective, and I think she definitely delivers that order in so many areas.
So Monday's the winter convocation. Tuesday's the day of service, so don't be surprised to see a lot of students helping out, whatever it happens to be, whatever their service job might be. I've always said that toiling is talking, which means people are getting along if they're all just working on the same thing, whatever it is. Justice and Belonging is the name of the interfaith service on Thursday afternoon. It's at the Stratansky Concert Hall. Why not at the Weber Chapel Auditorium?
So, Stratansky, if you've ever been in that space, is really kind of a cool-looking space. It's also really fun for panels. And I think even just the setup of the audience, it makes you feel much more a part of a panel. And so that's actually not until Thursday, February 23rd at 4:15 in Stratansky. But that is absolutely open to the community. We'll have faith leaders from, we usually have folks from within the community as well as campus and students talking about justice and belonging from faith-based and worldview perspectives, which includes no faith perspectives. And our chapter Scott Kirshner is very good about bringing a diverse range of voices to those conversations. So this Thursday, all day, the teach-in sessions, you can find that schedule online if you just type MLK onto our website.
All right, yeah, and then Thursday, January 26th, the day of teaching, and that's open to the public. Starts at 8 a.m. all day, everything open, multiple menus, so go to susquehanna.edu and check that out. Amy, we'll give you a brief closing statement. Anything else you want to add to tell our audience?
I am a very proud member of this community and have been for most of my life, and I really want to welcome all of you right now to come to our campus. We want to see you. We'll make our day to see you, especially on Monday. Come and hear this message with us about how we all deserve just experiences in our community and on campuses and how we all belong here. So I really want to welcome you all to come and say hi if you do.
Maria, an additional remark, please.
I would just say, you know, there are a lot of adjectives we can use to describe Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy, from justice, from, you know, addressing issues of poverty, better education, better housing, all these things that continue to be important conversations and work we still have yet to do. But one of the things that strikes me most is the solidarity, right? Multi-faith, multiracial, working class, cross class outreach, and that's, you know, that's the legacy that we carry, and you know, that's what we're trying to do is be inclusionary and allow a multitude of voices to have these conversations.
Well, thank you so much. Great wrap-up remark. Really appreciate it. Boy, solidarity. If we could just buy that, we could borrow it from our great-grandchildren like we do all the other money we spend, and it would be well worth it.
Yes.
Maria Munoz is currently wearing the hat of the Interim Chief Inclusion and Diversity Officer at Susquehanna University. She's already an Associate Professor of History and just a great go-to when it comes to talking about Martin Luther King Jr. Week observances at Susquehanna University, susq.edu. Amy Davis has been a great help to WKOK, making sure that we get met up with these important topics, and so we appreciate her help, Assistant Director of Inclusion and Diversity at SU. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.